any language, dearest. Listen to this example. There are certain words in the language of humans that should be avoided at all costs, versus there are certain words in the language of humans to be avoided at all costs. Do you see the difference? Repeat it with your eyes closed and feel the energy of it. Say it again. Should is telling someone else what to do without any responsibility on the part of the speaker. By simply dropping the word should from the statement, the speaker now becomes responsible for the action and thus becomes the model, the true teacher of being, rather than the critic. Feel the difference. Say it once again. Are you the teacher or are you the model? Are you the critic? When you find yourself shoulding, ask yourself why you have the need to tell someone else how to live their life. Is your own house perfectly clean? Does it feel loving and inviting? Or is it a mess that you sit on the porch and instead point out to others what they should do in their own home? The Buddha would contemplate this as such. Why do I find the need to should on another? Should has no ownership, no responsibility. The compassionate one would see what needs to take place and offer their assistance, or they would say nothing, knowing should has no place in what may be perceived as chaos, unless assistance, action, can also be offered. Where in your life do you see how others should? Should live their life, and yet you are not giving your life in that way. I can't always read the writing. Know your should, make these changes in your own life, but choose not to. Oh, maybe you know you should make these changes in your own life, but choose not to. This is the way of the peaceful warrior, dear one. Strength is in looking out at the world and learning to be the model of peace, not in the shoulding, which is simply criticism with no responsibility for personal action. Be sure your own house is clean first and then offer to teach. The student who is ready will appear for the lesson. The funny thing about lessons, dear one, is they can only be learned when the student is ready, when the student shows up for the lesson. You cannot force a lesson. Otherwise, it is simply criticism. And criticism is the voice of frustration for the personal shoulds in your own life. Be the love you are. Love is the best teacher.
So take a deep breath, huh? We give gratitude to the joy for her messages and her connection with Siddhartha. For you see, in that connection, each of you brought in the vibrational frequency of stillness as Siddhartha sat under the Bodhi tree, sat in that energy, allowed himself to be cleansed and pure, allowed all of those old thoughts, all of those old energies, all of that old blah, blah stuff, to come through. Because you see, it is that blah, blah stuff that anchors into you, and that blah, blah is not what you want to anchor in, eh? In that vibration, that's why you are indeed remembering to be present. That's why you are indeed remembering the conscious understanding in the first of the Eightfold Path. The conscious understanding, the compassion that you have for all other individuals, the compassion that you have for the trends of the energy and the trends of the emotion to come through. For with that emotion, those old patterns, those old habits that you get the opportunity to shake the sheet out and let others read what that is, yes? So they say, oh, I do that too. Change your bracelet. That is, as you say, the awareness. That is the first step to everything, yes? And as you have that first step to everything, The accommodation in that energy helps you in that conscious understanding. And you notice yesterday we say it is not right understanding, as it has been written in all the books, all the Google things, all the energy in that capacity. The Buddha stated it is conscious understanding. And conscious understanding only means aware that you are aware of your understanding nature. Aware that you are aware that you get to view the world with that compassion, that you get to anchor that compassion into your body, that you get to anchor that energy. Today you got off the bus and you were accosted by people that you wanted to just say, let me just hand each of you 100 baht and then you can move on about your business. I don't want any of your stuff, just hand 100 baht because you want, your heart goes out, you want to support. They are refugees. They are without their country. They are working to earn a living as easily as they can. And it is difficult, yes? For in that difficulty that you understood their need. That is why many of you dropped quite a bit of 100 bots. Because it was not about the trinket that you were purchasing. It was about being able to have that equal exchange of energy. You see, they were not begging. They were offering you something for that exchange. And that is what you each are doing in that understanding. And our heart goes out to with compassion to understand their plight as you understand each of your plights as well. You see what you say? You see, in that energy, that vibration, in that focus of old stuff. Now, many times you've had this pattern for, what is, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 50 year, 60 year. How many lifetimes have you had this pattern? Huh? So, it is not going to leave normally overnight. That is why you treat yourself with conscious understanding as well. You understand what we say? We're checking the recorder because we put it in the bracket. We want to make sure. Oh, that is on TV. Ah. But you understand that. That is what they are for, the brockets. In that capacity, it is deeper understanding of your articles of clothing, yes? It is a deeper understanding, being conscious of that awareness. I want you to think about your own understanding of yourself. Understanding what it means to awaken the Buddha within. Understanding what it means to just accept that your innate knows this. Understanding what it means that in that innate, in that centered place, the Buddha is on your side. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, there are, just as in Christianity, just as in Hinduism, just as in Hebrew, just as in Judaism, just as in all of the wild religions, those wonderful humans took the messages of the teachers and transformed them into their own needs.
Desires.
Their desires, yes. So understand now, the Buddha has come back through many channels on this planet. And it is about the centeredness. It is about the mindfulness. It is about the understanding. It is about the intention or focus. It is about the livelihood that you are connecting with. Each of the Eightfold Path. So understand that we'll talk a little bit about each one each day. And in that focus, today is your day to ask yourself, what does it mean to be in total and complete understanding of yourself and all other beings on this planet. And some things you can't even possibly understand. Correct? Mm-hmm. So then you simply look at them with compassion and love and acknowledgement that they're on their journey just as you are. And what is the joy stated? You know, when you say, well, that person should do this, don't shoot on others any more than you would shoot on yourself, huh? You have a question, yes? About anything, huh? We may repeat the question for the microphones, but you have a question. Oh, it is so big. It is so intense. We don't know whether to ask it now or wait till later. We don't have to be the first.
I can't think of it.
Question. About anything. Yes.
I understand that there can be numbers associated with the type of light worker one is. The number ones are channelers, the number two are healers. Number three are the meditators that really anchor Earth, Gaia, with the heavens. That would be like the monks in Tibet and all that. And four are the tree huggers. Five are just your normal street people that help other people out. And then supposedly there's more numbers and types, but that's all that was covered at the time. And I was wondering, would you happen to know what some or the other, or complete the circle?
You know, what we understand is that every channel, every teacher has their own language. Every energy has their own information. We have never assigned numbers to light workers or light plurkers, we would prefer. Play plus work equals plurk, light plurker, as each of you are. So we cannot say what the numbers might mean. For us, by assigning a number, there is a little bit of a challenge of hierarchy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant more like different types. But no numbers, forget the numbers. There's different types. So are there other types besides the channeler, the healer, the meditator, the
tree hugger,
and the does daily good things? Like somebody said, what about teacher?
Thank you for that clarification. It makes a huge difference, so you understand the difference. Mm-hmm. That the number in the English language or any language, you know, number one may be the best, or number 10 may be the best, you know. So, there is no hierarchy. So in that energy, what we also see is you've got the teacher, the spiritual activator, the spiritual leader that stands before a group, or we believe all are spiritual teachers because you are teaching all of the time. You also have those that are the receptors that are taking the spiritual information out and sharing it to one or another, that are passing it on and saying, oh, we found something really good. You should listen to it, huh? And they are the receptors.
Or the connectors,
yes. Language is so inadequate sometimes. You know, then you also have those that are the questioners. Huh? Those that raise the vibration by questioning and saying, you know, that doesn't quite resonate with me. How about this? What about that? What does that mean? What does this mean? How does that? And that causes one to look about and ask themselves what it means inside of there. And that helps evolution happen. The questioners do. Huh? Yes. And so, and then we have those that bring in the music vibration. And those that bring in the music vibration pick up the energy where the language just is not adequate. And they take that emotion to be expressed and move it out with music. Then you have those that are in service, the servicers, if you want the term. Those that are in service, that means that they are helping other teachers, other light plurkers, other meditators, other healers with their task so they can be free to do their task. Because they are not the one that is out there in the spotlight. They're not the one that holds the healing power necessarily, although they do, of course. They are the ones that make it possible. There are more. Our vessel Marilyn is saying, tell her to write them down. But you see, by the definition, by the statement, the meditator, the tree hugger, that limits the energy. And the energy of humans are infinite. Or would that be is infinite? And that is why we hesitate to even put a title on it. Because that limits that energy and that information. You are each teachers. You are each healing practitioners. You are each healers. You are each meditators. You are each tree huggers. You are each plant jugglers. You are each all of those things.
And I was thinking maybe one is for humor and laughter.
Ah, yes, of course. But as they say, laughter is the best medicine. When you laugh, your insides get more oxygen, your energy gets more power there, your focus comes in and your heart chakra automatically opens, which is what we discovered when we came in. We did not know what that was until we experienced in the human being that when they laugh, their heart chakra pops open immediately. Huh? And with that heart chakra open, then their guides just come in and do what is necessary. Huh? And that's a good thing, eh?
Good for me.
Yes, yes. Does that answer your question? More question, yes? About anything?
I have one.
Yes.
So I've recently learned this year that I most likely came into this life with some kind of a contract. And while my personality certainly believes that I am serving that, there's always I wonder if there's some fine-tuning needed or whatever. So I would love to have your insight, your teaching about how one knows or discovers that.
We believe your contract is always negotiating itself. We believe that when you are indeed experiencing your life, that every day when you get up you think, I get to put my feet on the ground and do this all again. Your contract for that moment is being fulfilled. If there comes a time when you think, I don't know if I want to do this today, then that is your renegotiation. So for each individual, we believe that their purpose is exactly the same. And that is simply to find your joy and live that joy no matter what that looks like. Because you're each teachers, you're each tree huggers, you're each meditators, you're each all of the components of light plurkers. So no matter what it is that you're physically doing, if you have that desire or that feeling or that niggling energy that says, you know, I just feel like there's something more than there is normally. However, you must always then ask yourself, well, do I have this feeling because I'm never satisfied because of an old pattern and an old energy in myself? Do I have this feeling that there's something more because my programming is that everything is better on the other side of that fence? So I want to get on the other side of that fence, and when you do, you think, well, I think everything is better on the other side of that fence. So you get to ask yourself, which is it? Is it that niggling that is a habit? That niggling that tells you, which is your programming from the womb, that you should not be quite satisfied with what your life is? And you know that the programming and those that you heard in the womb, that is a part of your programmable experience. So is that it? Or is there a next step that, okay, so you've done this and you've accomplished that and you've done this and you still have that feeling. You know that it's not that old habit. You know that it's not that old pattern of not enough. So then the question becomes, show me what it is. Show me my next step and ask the universe or God or source or yourself, which is all the same, to come in and say, pave the way for me. And let me know if I'm making a rule or step off of my path, which ultimately you cannot. But there's always the direct route, yes? And there's the scenic route. So in that capacity, that is when you ask yourself, if there were more, if there is something out there that I'm not, that is that niggling energy, that I feel like there's something more, if there is, fantasize about what that might look like. Because in your fantasy is your truth. In your fantasy is the touchstone, the heart resonance for what that niggling thought is. You understand what we say?
I think so.
Does that answer your question?
Absolutely.
Yes. Next question.
Just a question about in these very poor countries, you've got very poor rural areas with these big, huge, expensive churches built in them. Wouldn't it be better to invest the money in the community? Is there a need for these great big churches?
It is not up to us to say. Or you to say. Their culture believes that they have this, that they may devote their money, their time, their service, their energy to be in service of the Buddha or something else. A temple, a place that is supposedly more holy than other places. That is not our belief. However, it is not for us to say, because that cultural energy is so ingrained. As you drive through the countryside, you will see, as you did today, homes that there's a dirt floor and there's two families living there or three families living there, and they have no furniture. They've got a pot of water that they've thrown a bone into, and that is their dinner. And yet they earn money and take it to the temple to buy gold leaves to put on the Buddha. The Buddha does not care. However, it is their way of finding respect from the Buddha. And it is not for us to say that is wrong or right. It is for us to say, let us raise their consciousness by raising our own consciousness to elevate the energy to help them see, as you are helping yourself see, what is happening and what are the possibilities. in that capacity, that is right conscious understanding. And in that understanding, it is asking for their understanding as well. When you have a culture that is thousands of years old, that is acknowledged in that capacity, it is about that human thing that came in and thought, oh, we need to build a big temple to honor, not to worship, but to honor the practice that this teacher brought to this planet. Now, this teacher does not care about that. This teacher is about simplicity. However, it is not for others to judge what they are choosing. It is for you to honor and have compassion with that, and then ask for illuminated wisdom to come to all beings so they can see that they might have two bones to put in their pot if they maybe didn't buy that many gold leaves to put on the Buddha. So we understand what you're saying. And it is a confusion to other cultures. And this culture that you are in right now is surprisingly changing. So hold that as their intention. Because that is the next step, is conscious intention. And that is what you are teaching. Does that help, huh? Mm-hmm. Next question. About anything.
About anything. I had an experience in my meditation this morning. I went into the Akashic Records and I asked to let go of anything I needed, was ready to go. And we spent time in the temples yesterday, and I feel that precipitated my question, and anyway. And I just was able, and I know that I let go of a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff started bubbling up, and I have a technique that I know that I got rid of it. Then very clearly I got a message, and the exact words were, get ready for the download. So,
woo-hoo.
What do I need to do to get ready so I don't miss it, whatever it is? Just some good advice on that. On what I need to do to get ready for the download.
You are ready, dearest. There's nothing you need do to get ready other than be present, be mindful, be acknowledged, be here. So when they say, get ready for the download, you asked a big question. Clear out anything from my Akash that no longer serves. That means that you could get physically ill, or you could tremble over here, or have many things that are going to bubble to the surface. So what does it mean to you to receive that download? I sat under a tree. What are you willing to do to receive that download? You asked, what does the Bodhi tree look like? Let me find it. Where can I get it? Do I need to sit under it? Do I need to acknowledge it? Maybe. If that is the case, you will do so when the time is right. You are each being downloaded 24/7. You volunteered for this mission. As Adaronda would say, yay. But that download may not look like what you think it's going to look like. You cannot miss it. That is not possible. You have conscious understanding. You have that willingness to move into the energy. And as you have that willingness to move into the energy, the download is happening automatically. Because that comes with conscious intention, which is what you did. Okay, how do I not miss it? Just by being conscious and accepting. And with the knowledge that in your kosh, if anything no longer serves, it may bubble up to the surface. So pay attention to your dreams, to the things that maybe push your buttons, to the things that are moving around about you. For they may be triggering a memory that you're ready to let go of. I believe you have each had many, many existences on this planet and others. You are old souls back here to help with this shift. And for that I am grateful. You are the teachers of the future. So when the energy gets to be too much for you, breathe, take a step back, realize that sometimes you get to smell everything before you put it in your mouth. See how hot it is. Take a dab of everything before you jump in with both feet or your tongue. For you see, that is also about downloading the information of existing in this time, of existing in this frequency that you have chosen to return to. Celebrate that. That your innate knows that the download is already occurring. Some of you have already stated, sometimes you feel a bit dizzy. Sometimes you feel a bit lightheaded. You go to take a step and you think that you might be out of balance. That is because that is downloading into your system. Just ask to be cautious and always be aware. Yes? Does that answer your question?
Yes. I have another one that just came up. I do this all the time. It leaves me.
Change your bracelet.
Change it, and I forgot to wear it. I'll give it back. Okay. So change it. There you go. Souls. We are reincarnated. We've been here many, many lifetimes. So there are very few people on the planet, you know, many, many years ago, and now there's way, way, way more people. So where are all the souls coming from?
There are many answers to that question. Souls fragment.
Souls, okay.
How many people have claimed to be the reincarnation of the Mother Mary? Reincarnation of Cleopatra, reincarnation of, you know, other beings of nature, of light, of ego. The soul fragments, and so a portion of the soul goes into others. Some people make a distinction between a direct reincarnation and a fragment of that soul. How could you know? And what is the difference? So, that is one explanation. Another explanation is that there are souls from other planets and galaxies that have come here to learn, and they have populated the souls of this planet. That is another explanation. So it is all one big party together now, eh? Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Next question.
How do you know when you're in your Akashic record? She said she had gone to her Akashic record, and I've tried that before, but I feel like I'm just making it up.
Hoo-ha! Well, we decided that the Buddha doesn't need to answer all those questions.
Okay.
So we are back. So in that energy, your automatic assumption is that you're not there.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm thinking I'm there, but then you said, to, you know, what it looked like.
There is a difference in the feeling. And the more you go into your kosh, the more experienced you get at being able to distinguish between your kosh and your imagination. The two energies come from someplace different, although in the beginning they may feel very close to be the same.
Yeah, they
do. So, start analyzing your feelings. Start going back in. Go into your kosh right now. Take a deep breath. The new way to get into the kosh, you can each go. And you can repeat these phrases if you wish. If you don't want to, then sit and meditate for a few moments. It is my intention.
It is my intention.
You can do this inside of your head. Because otherwise, you know that the human voice will actually distract you. Huh? And you think, am I speaking it right? Can I hear myself? Am I too loud for the person next to me? So inside of your head, inside of your mind, it is my intention to enter into my own Akashic records. I am now presently known as, and repeat your name. I am intending, repeat this phrase inside of your head. I am intending to enter into my own Akashic records. It is indeed my intention to enter into my own Akashic records. Huh? Take a deep breath and allow the records to come clear. You may get vision, you may get feeling, you may get a vibration, you may get a hearing, you may get a knowing, or you may get what seems to be nothing. We ask your Akashic records to show you the significance of why you were called to come to Thailand, either in this lifetime or another lifetime. To show you or help you see, sense, feel, hear, or know the situation, the conversation, the experience that your soul has had before that drew you to the sacred land of Thailand. Breathe into it. Allow it to surface. Allow the visualization, if that is important, to come into focus, or the sensory experience to be enhanced. You are not experiencing the situation, you are experiencing the awareness. Take a deep breath. I surrender. to the information in my Akash. That is helping me now to experience the sacred land of Thailand in a deep fashion that will be an assistance to my moving forward for the next phase or step of my life. Breathe into that intention. And trust. Trust that what you are sensing, seeing, feeling, or hearing is accurate. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath and sigh it out. And another deep breath and sigh it out. When you're ready, you can feel the chair beneath you, or open your eyes, move around your shoulders a bit. Come back to the present moment. Now, what did that feel like, dearest? It is all perfect.
There's no right or wrong. I can't really feel anything other than maybe those children's voices. I saw a kid, but that was it. But I don't know what the child did.
Celebrate that.
Oh, okay.
Celebrate every single part. So that which drew your attention. Did you each hear children's voices? Mm-hmm. We did not. So that which drew your attention is the connection for your Akash. You saw a child and you thought, well, that is, what is that? I don't know what that means. Change your bracelet. Just by saying to yourself, I don't know what that means, I'm not getting anything. That is your purchase order. Instead, next time, and you each can go into your Akash tonight like the Sally did. Instead, next time, then say, okay, I see the child, show me what that meant. Show me what that is understanding to me. Now, were you making up that energy?
Part of me thinks so.
Stop it. Trust, 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 not trust. It is not possible for you to be making it up because we were checking on each of you. So know that that is your habit, to not to question everything, and to think that yourself you cannot do it. And we are going to do everything in our power to help you see and be aware of that habit, so you can shift it. Is that all right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes,
I would like that,
because that it is that habit that stops us. That is why we say stop it. Just stop it. Which is very easy for us to say. And then we say, go Google the video and you can watch it there. Just stop it again. Which is still very easy to watch.
Bury you in a box.
Yes, we'll bury you in a box. So, but with that energy and with that focus, know that those habits sometimes are so ingrained that you're not even aware of them. You see what we say? And we wish to help.
Thank you.
So you will return home to be more you than the way you perceive yourself. Understand? Take a deep breath and listen to what we said. We wish for you to return home to be more you than the way you perceive or define yourself. Because you define yourself as can't. How many of the rest of you define yourself as can't? I guess Marilyn did for many, many years. even though her teacher said Kant never did anything, and she does more in one day than most people do in a month sometimes, when she's not just staring at the television. So you understand that the way you perceive yourself is the definition that you yourself has put on that. And that is not you. And what we wish to get, and what the Buddha wishes for you to understand, is to go to that core of the magnificence and let yourselves really buy it. Go to that core of the energy, because each of you are magnificent. Each of you has the vibrational frequency, the presence, the power, the acknowledgement of magnificence in your core. And once you know that, once you acknowledge that, everything else is downhill, eh? Everything else comes easier. Everything. And that is not bragging. That is about acknowledging who you are. You are a unique being on this planet. There's no one else in all galaxies like you. Even when you are you in another parallel universe, we don't even want to go there, huh? But that is not bragging. So acknowledge the uniqueness of the true you, not the perception of how you have defined yourself in the past. Because you are living in a new paradigm, because your past paradigm only exists if you work really hard to hang on to it. And we say, stop it. Allow yourself to live in your new paradigm. You understand?
Working on it, yeah.
Very good. You see the difference?
Yes.
Excellent.
I hesitated just to make sure I was going to say the right thing, but...
However, it is the right thing for you. Mm. Not the old habit, but you hesitated. And sometimes when that hesitation comes through, it is about yourselves rearranging themselves and thinking, wait. I'm changing my pattern. So many times, or my habit, many times there's a pause in the universe at that moment. You're saying, well, you know, the habit would be to say something really negative. Well, I think I can get it, but I really not sure if I can. And we heard that thought. But you stopped it.
I know.
So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, breathe into that. Now, when that becomes the norm,
yeah,
as it will,
back and forth and back and forth.
Exactly. You have a question, yes?
Well, there's kind of two questions. Okay, so for the Akash, because I may see a snippet, and as you just said, I'm going to try to accept it, but it's just a snippet. So it can be like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yes. Especially when it is a jigsaw puzzle, especially when you have a microwave Akash session like you just had. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like, go in, go out.
Okay, so, and then you can build, like, each night. You could
the pieces.
That. Now, if you say, don't feel, don't see, don't whatever, can you still direct your Akash like Sally did?
Yes. And we're not saying, don't see, don't feel. We're saying, when you are feeling if you had your head cut off and you are feeling the pain of getting your head cut off, that is your ego. That is not your Akash. That is your imagination. In your Akash, you may feel emotion because of that love energy. You may feel the connection or sense it, but you are not feeling a direct reaction to the situation.
So you can, as I would like to get rid of everything that makes me feel self-defeating. I can do a direction like
yes.
that.
Yes, yes. Show me. Yes. Show me the core, the originating situation, life, conversation, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Show me the core of when this habit began.
Okay.
You see what we say? And then see what surfaces.
Okay. Now, it could surface when I have my eyes closed and I'm
it
aware.
Could, yes.
Or it could surface
some other time.
Shopping.
Yes.
And
yes.
Days later.
What you have experienced here, we opened your kosh. As you notice, we did not close your kosh. That is purpose. For with that energy and that frequency, we ask for the next, maybe till tomorrow morning, that you sense or see or feel or have an awareness of what is important and significant for you here in Thailand. You know, a vessel Marilyn reached out and was going like this, and she was saying, stop. And then she saw an elephant right there. Well, she saw part of an elephant. And then we came back, huh? You see?
Okay.
So, for the next 12 hours, and then we'll close it. Ha, dearest. We will do this again, eh? What fun, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
We love you so much. Mm-hmm. We see
back.
You. Oh, thank you. You are the first to ever say that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Love you back.
We love you back.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're already the better you.
Yes, you see? You're more you.
More you.
Yeah. More you. You see? We love you deeply. We bid you namaste.
Namaste.
Woohoo! We see Mr. Top waiting patiently in the wings.